Cam. Nayla Sadler Sherrill joins us this morning, as well as seniors Brandon Lee, Aaron Johnson, and Jocelyn, I think I got that right, Bivens. So we look forward to having, and that's, of course, Beverly Snowden. Miss Snowden, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, tell us about our guests this morning and what we'd like to talk about with the Hickory Public School System.
Well, good morning, Hal, and thanks again for always having us. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm excited today to introduce to you our friend and our interim principal, Nayla Sadler Sherrill. It's a hyphenated name, Sadler Sherrill. The kids, I think, refer to her as Miss Sherrill.
Uh-huh.
They cut it off. But she has been the assistant principal at Hickory Career and Arts Magnet High School, going on her second year of employment with that, but it's been now stepped up to our interim principal. The principal left the district for an opportunity in Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, and so we're just really excited to have Ms. Sadler Sherrill take that leading role for this semester, and she's doing a grand job. She is truly a friend to the students and a friend to Hickory Public Schools, a great leader, and I wanted to share with you, she has come to us. She drives 45 minutes just to get here one way from Gaston County. She resides in Gaston County with her family. Prior to coming to Hickory Public Schools, she was with Gaston County Schools. She was an educator at Hunter Huss High School, as well as Southwest Middle School. She received her undergrad from North Carolina Central University in Durham and her master's from UNC Charlotte. She is married with two very young children, a four-year-old and one that's just 8 months. So Daddy kind of stepped up this morning to help out since she had the early drive from Gaston County. But she has also brought with her today, and we're just so excited to introduce to our listening audience the three seniors whom you did share their names. They have been with HCAM all 4 years. And so they started out as freshmen. They're getting ready to graduate this spring. And we have Brandon Lee. He is going to tell you about his academy and the benefits of that, but he's in graphic design and photography. Aaron Johnson is his academy is criminal justice. And Jocelyn Bivens, her academy is culinary arts. And I believe you had the pleasure during the holidays of tasting some of her homemade cookies, Hal.
Didn't have any of those.
No, yeah.
I gave those to everybody else.
I hear you.
Bad rumor, though.
I hear you.
I didn't have but my one bag that was given to me. They were delicious cookies, and they do a great job over there at all the different academies.
Well, and they do have an open house coming up. This is a big time during the year when recruitment starts. The application process is going on right now. Certainly appealing to rising ninth grade students from throughout Catawba County. This is just not Hickory Public Schools. We want to remind people that students from throughout the county, Newton Conover City Schools, Catawba County Schools, we have students who attend from those district areas, and we do provide transportation. There is no cost, and so they can get their applications in, and these students and principal are going to tell you about the benefits. But the open house is March
14th. At 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock at HCAM.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have a website, and they'll share with the information on that. But I'm going to turn it over to Miss Nayla Sadler Sherrill. You can call her Miss Sherrill. You can call her Nayla. Whatever's the easiest for you. And let her tell you about the great things going on at HCAM, which is Hickory Career and Arts Magnet High School. Well,
thank you very much, Beverly. I certainly do appreciate that. Beverly Snowden, Director of Communications, Hickory Public School System. Nayla Sadler Sherrill, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
I always am interested when I find out that, that people are in the positions of administration, whether that be a principal, somewhere in the front office. Did you start as an educator? Did you have classroom time?
I did. I was in the classroom for 8.5 years. I am now in my 11th year of education. So I've been in administration for 2 years now.
And I always like to ask this question, what was it? Because some people say it's simply I wanted to get out of the classroom. I'd done that, and I wanted to be in administration. Some people say I want to be in administration because I could make a bigger impact there on curriculum, you know, and on helping the teachers. What was it for you?
It was more of being able to advocate for students and being able to make more of an impact and a change in students. You can do it in the classroom as well, but once you become in administration, you can be more impactful and have more say in change and improvements on your organization.
What was the area of education? Did you elementary education, high school? What were you teaching when you were in the classroom?
English. English language arts.
And what grades were you?
sixth through ninth grade.
Sixth through ninth grade.
Mm-hmm. Most of my teaching experience was eighth grade. I was in eighth grade for 7 years.
God bless you.
I did seventh grade 1 year. God bless those teachers.
Gotcha. I understand. Well, tell me about HCAM. Tell me about the opportunities now that the students and you have at HCAM. Tell me about that school.
Well, HCAM is a wonderful opportunity for any student. It is just a very unique school, different than any other school. We have so much to offer a student. The main and the biggest attraction is our academies. We have six academies. We have our photography graphic design academy. We have our culinary. We have our public safety. That public safety academy, it includes the EMT and the firefighting, so students get that knowledge and that experience in EMT and firefighting. We also have the theater arts. We have criminal justice, and we just added a new academy, which is computer programming. And this is that new thing that's going on now with coding and video game design and web design, and that is all included in this new computer programming academy. So that's just that's our biggest sale or our biggest benefit to coming to Hickory Career and Arts Magnet School. That's not something you're going to get anywhere else. Also, through those academies, you can, depending on the academy that you choose, you can earn up to 19 credits of college credits from CVCC, because our academies actually have college instructors that are teaching these students, that are teaching actual college courses to these students. We also have very small class sizes. Most of our classes are anywhere from 10 to 15 students. Wow. And this allows our teachers to build those personal relationships. It also allows our students to be able to have that personal relationship with their own personal classmates. Teachers are able to work more one-on-one in small groups with students and really give them that attention and focus that they need to be successful academically and instructionally. We also are a one-to-one school, which means that every student that comes to HCAM gets a Chromebook that they can have at school as well as take home. And with that being said, we also integrate technology a lot in our activities and in our instruction, because we are a one-to-one. So that is another plus of HCAM. We also now are A-plus schools, and there's only two high schools in the nation that are in A-plus schools, and we are one of them. What A-plus schools is, it brings in the arts integration into our instruction and curriculum. So we, our teachers incorporate a lot of creative arts activities and projects to teach the content, and that works really well for most of our hands-on and visual learners. So it has done it. It has really, really improved the academics of our students, just because they're learning differently. It's not the traditional learning style.
And I wanted to say there too, what I've observed when I visited HCAM is the academies in this A-plus endeavor, they actually collaborate with one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the theater arts, the photography, even the criminal justice, you know, maybe writing a script that involves doing the mm-hmm. scientific study, and as well as in the foods. So they are all collaborating together and bringing that arts perspective, the creative perspective mm-hmm. in the teaching and learning that you wouldn't have an opportunity to have in a regular classroom in a traditional high school.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, tell me about the introduction and the management of curriculum, because it is different than other schools, but you still have the academic standards for graduation.
Right. So a student, when they come in from their ninth and tenth grade, they will have their traditional academic and curriculum. You know, your histories, your sciences, your English.
As we used to say, old school, reading, writing, reading.
Exactly.
No longer.
Right. Then once a student becomes in their junior year, that's when they start to get more in their specialized area of their academy, and they begin to take those courses just depending on the academy. If it is photography, graphic design, criminal justice, or
public safety,
then they will be in their college courses.
Gotcha, gotcha, at that time.
Yes.
So nice talking with you this morning. Let's talk with some students when we come back. We got to go to a break. Nayla Sadler-Sherrill, our guest this morning, interim principal, HCAM, Hickory Public Schools, 102.3 FM. Always great to have students in the studio with us this morning. We're talking with Brandon Lee, graphic design and photography, Aaron Johnson, criminal justice, and Jocelyn Bivens, culinary arts. And it's always nice to talk about what's going on at school because we found some interesting stories here this morning. We'll start with Brandon Lee. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good, and a little early for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Y'all start at 9 o'clock over there, right?
Yeah, we start at 9, but we just,
early. Just early this morning. Tell me about graphic design and photography. I think I got photography. The rule of thirds, the lighting. Yeah. But you're shooting a lot of pictures in photography, right?
Yeah, lots of pictures. Usually we learn like different lighting approach.
Right.
So like we can learn like a butterfly approach or like a loop approach. We do just mainly a different type of lighting, just
right.
So we know, we understand, because they're like the most common.
Do you still use filters on the cameras?
Do they still do that?
So you're actually talking about using the computers and using like Photoshop and things like that to accentuate the photographs and to manipulate them in that way. You don't use film anymore, do you?
No.
It's all digital now. Okay, so graphic design, that's mostly text, right?
It's in a way, it's more text, too.
Mm-hmm.
We do also drawing, just so we can get more of our creativity out there.
Right, so that's the arts that she was talking about, the A school, right?
Yeah.
Because, see, I'm a STEAM guy. I believe in science, technology, engineering, and math, but I think it's STEAM. Put that A in there. Put the arts in there. So this is something that, now, are you thinking this is something you want to do? When you get out of HCAM, you're a senior now. What are you going to do? Everybody's asking you, right? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I was hoping to do a community college first,
right?
Just so I can get my 2 degree out of there, like the core classes, like your math, science, and all that.
Absolutely.
And then hopefully I can transfer into like a UNC Charlotte or like some university,
right?
For my major, I was hoping to like transfer to graphics into computer science.
So you're on Instagram.
I sort of use it.
Right, because I was going to say text and pictures. You're taking a picture. You're describing it. That's Instagram, right?
Yeah.
We got to follow you on Instagram. So as soon as you get up and running a little bit stronger on there, we'll watch for Brandon Lee and take a look at those photos. Glad you're having a good time with that, and glad that you were able to join us this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We're going to talk next with Jocelyn Bivens, Culinary Arts. Good to see you this morning.
Good to see you.
Now, you told me that when you started in Culinary Arts, one of the first things that you do is you learn about safety. And is it called SafeServe certified?
Yeah.
Okay, so you could go to work like right away.
Yeah.
And I know that if I'm going to go to the restaurant where you're certified, everything's going to be dandy. I'm not going to have to worry about somebody picking up a burger off the ground and having to eat it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, of course. I like that answer. Well, tell me about the program over there. Tell me about Culinary Arts.
Culinary Arts is a really good program. We do...
Get you lean up just a little bit in the mic. Thank you, ma'am.
Like I said, we start out with the food safety, so you get certified in that, and that helps a lot with, you know, getting jobs because they want people who are certified in food safety.
Sure, absolutely.
And then after you finish that course, you get your certification, and then we start more in the kitchen.
Okay.
So we do a lot of labs, and you learn different things like baking, braising. We cater a lot of the school events.
Really?
So we're really involved with the other academies. Like, we do all the showcases that we do at the Salt Block and all that. So it's a lot of hands-on experience, and you really just get a lot of good knowledge from it, and you can just take all that and use it, you know.
Talking about the arts again, I've heard that you eat with your eyes, that you want to prepare the food so it looks really good, right?
Yeah, visual appeal is really, really important. You learn that a lot.
So that's a big part of it. But like you said, you do for the school events, you do that type of thing. But going in to a restaurant or to a resort,
mm-hmm.
going on a cruise ship, something like this, wherever you may want to be doing this, you've got the experience. They tell me that baking is more like chemistry. That's the science. You got to be exactly right on a tablespoon or a teaspoon. And then when you're talking about braising or you're talking about actually creating and cooking,
mm-hmm.
that leaves you a little bit more creativity. Is that right? So
yeah.
You got science on one side and creativity on the other. Is that right?
That is right, yes.
So what do you like? Which do you like? You like bacon or braising? What do you like?
Baking's probably my favorite.
Yeah, and what do you like to bake?
I like to do, like, cookies and cakes and stuff like that.
Cookies and cakes? Mm-hmm. If you're ever wondering how they make taste to just, you know, a casual observer, bring them on over. You know the way to the studio now. So we've got a whole lot of people here and there in the morning, so we'll take advantage of that. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Now, I'd ask Mr. Lee, I'll ask you, Ms. Bivens, is this something that you want to continue on professionally?
I thought for a while that's what I wanted to do, but then I decided it was more of a hobby.
Right.
So I'm going to go into elementary education.
Right.
Yeah, I've been accepted to Lenore Ryan University.
Oh, good for
and
you.
And Meredith College in Raleigh. So wow. Right now I'm just trying to decide which one.
Yeah, I got a little applause going for you. They're very good. Good for you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. And Mr. Aaron Johnson, we're going to talk with him next, because a similar thing happened to you with deciding what you wanted to do as far as a career, because you started off with criminal justice, correct?
Yes.
Now tell me about that, because, you know, I watch these shows on TV, and I mean, they're driving the nice cars and they are really stylish clothes, and everybody's just seen, but it's a lot different when you actually do this than it is on TV.
It's
right?
A lot different than like TV, because on TV it's like it's instant, you get your results, it's fast. But in reality, when you do go to a crime scene, you process it, it's a lot different. It's time consuming, it takes longer for evidence to come back,
right?
And for you to process, see like who done it, how they done it, and things like that,
right?
And when you take a criminal justice class, you don't like instantly do all the fun stuff and get to do this and that. You actually have to learn the basics of it, like the books behind it, the rules of what this in is and what that is, and like what would you call that. So that way, when you do get to a crime scene, you actually can know what to do. And instead of like actually getting there, you actually have to be persistent. You have to be correct, because once you leave a crime scene, you can't go back at all.
Right.
Because once you leave, you're basically saying, I'm here, I'm done with this crime scene, it's over, it's time for me to go on to the next stage.
Wow.
And that next stage is looking at the evidence, looking at the blood, looking at all you collect, and gathering your evidence to convict someone. And once you get to that point, you have to go to court. And in the courtroom, you go before a judge and jury, and you'll say, I believe this person done this because of all the evidence that I have.
Wow, you have learned quite a lot about the procedure and how this works. But as you went through this and you had this discovery, you said, well, I like this, but maybe this is not really what I want to do for a career.
Yes, as I went into HCAM, I would say, yes, I want to do criminal justice. Right. I want to make a career out of this. But then as I got into the class, I'm like, yes, it's interesting. It seems cool for me.
Right.
But it's not what I want to do.
Right.
So, like, I just came upon that last year I want to do psychology and sociology at the same time. So I was going to, like, go to a university and major in both and hopefully get a PhD.
Well, see, I think that's wonderful that you were able, and maybe you were exposed to psychology and sociology through the classes there, and you're nodding your head that, yes, this was part of the criminal justice. So you didn't find out exactly what you did find out what you didn't want to do, and maybe you found out a little bit about what you did want to do through HCAM. So they're doing what they need to do.
Yes.
So a very nice meeting you this morning.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the very best. We're talking this morning with Brandon Lee, graphic design photography, Aaron Johnson, criminal justice, and Jocelyn Bivens, culinary arts, HCAM, Hickory Career and Arts Magnet High School. They've got an open house coming up on the 14th of March. It's an opportunity to go. I'm sorry. It's 6 o'clock. I was getting there. I promise. She's holding it. It's 6 o'clock. Now, do we need to make reservations for this? I don't mean to holler at you, Ms. Sadler, Cheryl, but just show up, right?
Just show up. All welcome.
Very good. Okay, that's the 14th, 6 o'clock, and find out more about HCAM so that you have a son who's interested possibly in culinary arts, or a daughter who is interested possibly in criminal justice, or a son and or a daughter who may be interested in graphic design and photography, they'll have an opportunity to apply to HCAM, find out if that's actually what they want to do for a living, and to have that opportunity. Brandon Lee, you're going to do graphic design and photography, right?
Yeah.
So you went in, you found it, you loved it, you lined up with it and said, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
So that's a wonderful opportunity for you. So lots of opportunities to find out what you do want to do, what you don't want to do. And it's a perfect time for y'all to do this. Trust me on that. Instead of being like 30 years old and saying, nah, just not really into it. You know, I got to find something else to do. It's a wonderful opportunity for you to explore all the things that are going out there. And I wish you all the best. I know that we'll hear great things from y'all in the future. Again, our guests this morning have been Ms. Nayla Sadler Cheryl, who is the interim principal at Hickory Career Arts and Magnet, and to Beverly Snowden, who put this all together, director of communications. Thank you all for getting
Thank
up
you.
Early
Thank
and
you.
Coming in and seeing you. And seeing us. More First Talk on the way.